In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the 21st of the blessed month of Tuba. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my Father, and my brethren, Amen. On this day, Our Lady, the all pure Virgin Saint Mary, the Mother of God, departed, as she was always praying in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit informed her that she was about to depart from this temporal world. When the time of her departure arrived, the virgins of the Mount of the Olives came to her with the apostles who were still alive, and they surrounded her bed. The Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory, with the host of thousands and thousands of angels, came to her and comforted her and told her about the eternal joy that was prepared for her. And she rejoiced. The apostles, the virgin asked her to bless them. She stretched her hand and blessed them all, and she gave her her pure spirit in the hand of her Son and God, and he took her spirit to take to the heavenly mansions. The apostle prepared the body in the fitting manner and carried it to Gethsemane. Some of the Jews blocked their way to prevent them from burying the body. One of the Jews seized the coffin with his hands, which were separated innocently from his body, and they remained attached to the coffin. He regretted the evil deed and wept bitterly. Through the supplication of the saintly apostle, his hands were reattached to his body, and he believed in the Lord Christ. When they placed the body in the tomb, the Lord hid it from them. Saint Thomas the apostle was not present at the time of Saint Mary's departure. He wanted to go to the Jerusalem, and a cloud carried him there, and on his way he saw the pure body of Saint Mary carried by the angels, and ascended to heaven with it. One of the angels told him, "Make haste and keep the pure body of Saint Mary." And he did. When Saint Thomas arrived where the disciples were, they told him about Saint Mary's departure, and he said to them, "You know how I conducted myself at the resurrection of the Lord Christ, and I will not believe unless I see her body." They went with him to the tomb and uncovered the place of the body, but they did not find it. And then everyone was perplexed and surprised. Saint Thomas told them how he saw the holy body and the angels that were ascending with it. They heard the Holy Spirit saying to them, "The Lord did not will to leave her body on earth. The Lord had promised his pure apostle to let them see her in the flesh once again." They were waiting to his promise to be fulfilled until the 16th day of the month of the Mizar. When the promise was fulfilled and they saw her, the years of her life on earth were 60 years. She was 12 years old when she left the temple. She spent 34 years in the Joseph's house, until the ascension of the Lord, and 14 years with Saint John the Evangelist, according to the commandment of the Lord, which he told her in the cross, "Behold, this is your son," and to Saint John, "Behold, this is your mother. Her intercession be with us, and glory be to our God forever. Amen." Also on this day also, Saint Hilaria, daughter of Emperor Zenon, departed. May her prayer be with us also, Amen. And on this day also of this year, 396 AD, St. Gregory of Nyssa, the brother of St. Basil the Great, departed. This great father of the Church was virtuous, and so were his brothers. His prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever, Amen. Yeah.